You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Baby, jumping, jiving, and wailing, hooting, hollering, and sailing, patting your feet to the beat because it's reet, petite, and oh so sweet. If you're picking up on what I'm putting down, come to my ground for the sound that's round. It's a groove, baby, and for the next hour, we're going to lay it down around the town because I'm Matt the Cat where it's at, setting up the stack for the juke in the back. 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues you can lose from the top of your head to the soles on your worn-out walking shoes. If you've been with me for the last 5 weeks, you're not going to want to miss this one. It's part six of our multi-part special on the great King record label out of Cincinnati. I hope part six works for you because it's all about 52. 1952, that is. And what a year it was for King Records. Even though Todd Rhodes didn't technically have a hit in 52, he's all over this week's show. As is Sonny Thompson, Tiny Bradshaw, Wynonie Harris, and we'll even hear the first couple of records from a stellar vocal group that was signed to King Records this year, the Checkers. Let's kick off King Records Part 6 with two cats that I just mentioned. Wynonie Mr. Blues Harris and Todd Rhodes Orchestra backing him up. This double entendre song was recorded on the 9th of January, 1952 in Cincinnati. It's another classic Wynonie Harris performance, and it's spinning right here on the juke in the back. Here's Wynonie Harris with the Todd Rhodes Orchestra, and keep on churning.
Churning till the butter comes. Keep on churning till the butter comes. Keep on pumping, make the butter flow. Wipe off the paddle and churn some more. Little boy blue, come blow your horn. Cows in the meadow, sheep's in the corn. Take the sheep, leave them be. Bring the finest brown cows straight to me. Keep on churning till the butter comes. Keep on churning till the butter comes. Keep on pumping, make the butter flow. Wipe off the paddle and churn some more. Keep on churning till the butter comes. Keep on churning till the butter comes. Keep on pumping, make the butter flow. Wipe off the paddle and churn some more. How now, brown cow, keep on eating your hay. Go in your shed, be sure you're fed. Go in your shed, be sure you're fed. Daddy needs butter for his shortening bread. Keep on churning till the butter comes. Keep on churning till the butter comes. Keep on pumping, make the butter flow. Wipe off the paddle and churn some more. And make the butter flow. Wipe off the paddle and churn some more. I wanted some butter one day. Found brown cow came my way. We kept on pumping. Butter came jumping. I'll milk you cow till my pail is full. Look out, heifer. here comes your boy.
Probably remember that one better as a solid number one hit in the beginning of 1956 for Ray Charles. That tune, I'll Drown in My Own Tears, was written by Henry Glover and originally recorded by Sonny Thompson, featuring Lula Reed on lead vocal for King Records, 1952, as we feature that glorious year this week on part six of our King Records special on the Juke in the Back and the soul that came before rock and roll. Remember, King was started first in 1943, then again in 44 as a hillbilly label. But by this time, King was dominating in the rhythm and blues field, partly thanks to the talents of Henry Glover, and that's why I keep mentioning which songs he wrote, because this cat doesn't get the respect he truly deserves as a writer, arranger, producer, and talent scout. His tune, I'll Drown in My Own Tears, went to number 5 in July of 52 for Sonny Thompson. Then, of course, number 1 when Ray Charles recorded it. Up next, we have a tune co-written by Henry Glover. It's another risque song, and it's another record by the Todd Rhodes Orchestra. This one featuring Connie Allen on lead vocal. You've heard of the Rocket 88. Well, here's the Todd Rhodes Orchestra taking off with a Rocket 69.
Rocket 69, rocket 69.
With a sweet man like you, we could have such a wonderful time.
Rocket Rocket 69, rocket 69.
Well, we'll take off for a star and the moon is not too far.
Rocket 69, rocket 69.
We'll ride and glide and be so satisfied.
Rocket 69, rocket 69.
There's the big dog, baby, a cat who'd been around for quite a while. Bill Doggett with his first single for the King Record label, a label he would remain on for many, many years. Doggett had been around the block a few times. Born in Philadelphia on February 16th, 1916, He was with the Lucky Millinder Orchestra for quite a while before joining the Inkspots as their pianist. In 1945, he had a hit backing up the great singer Helen Humes with Bebopalina for the Philo label out of Los Angeles. Philo would soon change its name to Aladdin. But after that record in 45, Bill Doggett wouldn't hit the rhythm and blues charts again until Honky Tonk in 1956. That's quite a dry spell, but he recorded some great records in those 11 years, and we're going to hear quite a few of them on these King Record shows. That was his first for King, Big Dog. Right now, baby, let's keep those King records spinning with a sweet instrumental from Jimmy Coe, who King Records insisted on calling Jimmy Cole. Coe is an often overlooked saxophonist and bandleader who came up with some great bands in the 1940s, including Jay McShann's band. He was actually in that orchestra at the same time that Charlie Parker was. He also played in one of Tiny Bradshaw's bands. But after World War II, he settled down in Indianapolis playing the clubs, and that's where he hooked up with vocalist Flo Garvin. The first record that Jimmy Coe recorded for King was backing up Flo Garvin. But the second one featured two instrumentals by Jimmy Coe, listed as Jimmy Cole. These two singles would be the only releases for Jimmy Coe on King Records. He would go on to greater success with the States label, recording the memorable After Hour joint, Baby I'm Gone, and Raid on the After Hour joint, before moving on to the Note label and even backing up the Students on Checker. Here's a fantabulous instrumental on our King Record Show Part 6. Jimmy Cole and his orchestra with Cole Tater. Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, Arnold and Linda Rosenberg, Charles Liebman, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Michael Carey, and contributors Mark and Marion McAlpine. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright, for I only have eyes for you, dear. The moon hangs on high, but I can't see a thing in the sky, for I only have eyes for you. I don't know if we're in a garden, so am I. Maybe millions of people go by, but they all disappear from view. And I only have I
Swallows, with a beautiful rendition of I Only Have Eyes for You, featuring Junior Denby on lead vocal. The tune was composed by Henry Warren with lyricist Al Dubin for the 1934 film Dames. The Flamingos recorded the best known version of that song in 1959, but as you can tell, the Flamingos version was based on the Swallows' 1952 release of I Only Have Eyes for You. I'm your furry leader, Matt the Cat, where it's at, doing the do just for you, presenting part 6 of King Records. We're featuring the year 1952 here in part 6, as we move on to the final career charting record for rhythm and blues pianist and band leader Sonny Thompson. He scored 2 number one hits for the Miracle label in 1948 with Long Gone and Late Freight. After a few more hit singles for Miracle, he moved over to King Records, where he scored 3 hits: Mellow Blues, I'll Drown in My Own Tears, and this one, written by Henry Glover and featuring Lula Reed once again on lead. It's Let's Call It a Day.
I'll understand somehow. has a little girl, her name is Sing. She likes to play with my ding-a-ling. My ding-a-ling is the cutest thing. When Sing plays with my ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling. Oh my, it's the greatest thing. My ding-a-ling is the greatest thing. When Sing plays with my ding-a-ling. When you're young and you're on the go, your ding-a-ling won't ever get sore. But when you're old and you've lost your sting, you don't need a doggone thing. My ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling. Oh my, it's the greatest thing. My ding-a-ling is the cutest thing. When Sing plays with my ding-a-ling. There's a little girl, she lived next door. I like to play with her yo-yo. She like to play with my yo-yo string. But she will not play with my ding-a-ling. My ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling. Oh my, it's the cutest thing. My ding-a-ling is the cutest thing. When Sing plays with my ding-a-ling.
Dave Bartholomew with a classic song that he wrote and originally recorded for King Records in 1952, My Ding-a-Ling. He would produce a version of that song called Toy Bell with a group called The Bees in 1954 for Imperial Records. And of course, Chuck Berry would take it to the top of the charts back as My Ding-a-Ling in 1972. Now, if Dave Bartholomew was the talent scout, band leader, and producer for Imperial Records, how come this song appears on King Records? While Dave was close with Lou Chud, the owner of Imperial Records, he had a major fallout with him in 1952 and left Imperial Records for a time. During that fallout, he discovered Lloyd Price, and since he wasn't with Imperial anymore, he signed Lloyd Price up to rival record label, Specialty. Lloyd had a big hit with Lottie Miss Claudie during this time. Bartholomew was also making some solo records on his own that were released by King Records. Soon he would patch things up with Chud and be back working for Imperial, writing and producing hit records for Fats Domino, The Spiders, Smiley Lewis, Bobby Mitchell and the Toppers, just to name a few. He did record a bunch of great sides for Imperial Records as well, including The Monkey in 1957. I suppose if Dave Bartholomew and Lou Chud had never had that falling out, Bartholomew wouldn't have released these records on King. And Lloyd Price would have been signed to Imperial. Now that's some food for thought. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging the Juke in the Back. 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues you can use from the top of your head to the soles on your worn-out walking shoes. This is part 6 of our feature on King Records. Up next, Todd Rhodes returns with another song that didn't chart, but was an important record because it helped introduce the world to Laverne Baker. Previously, she had been making records with Eddie Sugarman Pennegar for RCA in 1949. Then in 1951, she was known as Little Miss Sharecropper, recording for National Records. She had a brief stint on OK Records, recording with Maurice King and his Wolverines, before taking the name Laverne Baker and recording with Todd Rhodes on King. She was born Dolores Evans and then became Dolores Williams when she married Eugene Williams. This was recorded on July 1st, 1952. It's a Billy Vaughn song called Trying. Here's the Todd Rhodes Orchestra featuring Laverne Baker on the Juke in the Back.
I'm trying to forget you, but try as I may, you're teardrops only remind me that I love you more and more. So I'll put my foolish pride behind me and come knocking, knocking at your door. Now I know I haven't a chance, dear. There's no use denying, but you can't blame a girl for trying.
The Checkers with their very first release, Flame in My Heart, featuring Charlie White on lead vocal. Now, Charlie White and Bill Brown had just come over from the Dominoes. They were both fed up with the way Billy Ward was doing things, like imposing stringent rules and being tight with the pocketbook. So they formed their own group, took a name play off the Dominoes, became the Checkers, and signed with King. They never scored a hit record, but recorded some fine material, and remain to this day one of those groups that the vocal group aficionados all know and appreciate. This is The Juke in the Back with King Records Part 6, focusing on the year 1952. Tiny Bradshaw's back with a cool instrumental called Soft. Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring King Records, and here's a woman who doesn't get highlighted very often. She was a great jazz vocalist, but when she got in the hands of Henry Glover, he believed she could sing rhythm and blues. And he wasn't wrong. He wrote this song for Sarah McLawler. It spins off of King Records from 1952. And it's this week's Great 78, Sarah McLawler with Ready, Willing, and Able.
I'm always ready, willing, able to be loved by you. I'm always ready, willing, able to be loved by you. Because I love ya, I need ya, and no other love will do. I'm always ready, willing, able when you say the word. I'm always ready, willing, able when you say the word. For when you love me, you whisper the sweetest things I've ever heard. The yellow means wait, you got the green light, daddy, so don't hesitate. Because I'm ready, willing, able to be loved by you. Because I want ya, I need ya, and nobody else will do.
Right. and I'm ready, willing, able to be loved by you.
Because I want ya, I need ya, and no other love will do. 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 No other love will do.
No. This is Bobby the Bobcat. You're listening to Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat. Da 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 da.
Got me the strangest woman. Believe me, this chick's no cinch. But I really get her going when I take out my big 10-inch record of the band that plays the blues. The band that plays the blues. She just loves my big 10-inch record of her favorite blues. Tried to tease her, I gave her a little pinch. But she said, now stop that jiving and get out that big 10-inch record of the band that plays the blues. Well, the band that plays the blues. She just loves my big 10-inch record of her favorite blues. I cover her with kisses when we're in a lover's clinch. And when she gets all excited, she begs for my big 10-inch record of the band that plays the blues. Well, the band that plays the blues. She just loves that big 10-inch record of her favorite blues. Don't go for smoking, and liquor just makes her flinch. See, she just goes for nothing except my big 10-inch record of the band that plays the blues. Well, the band that plays the blues. She just loves my big 10-inch record of her favorite blues.
Oh, baby, I got a jukebox full of 10-inchers. That's Moose Jackson, backed up by Tiny Bradshaw's orchestra with Big 10-inch Record from 1952. And you may ask, where does a song like that come from? Well, believe it or not, it comes from the pen of Fred Weissmantle, who was a big band arranger who worked with Glenn Miller and George Paxton. When Paxton started Co-Ed Records in 1958, Weissmantle was hired as their A&R man. And you might remember Co-Ed Records had big success with Johnny Maestro and the Crests. Big 10-inch Record was recorded in Cincinnati on October 6th, 1952. And not surprisingly, it did not make the charts. It did not get much radio play. But it is a classic to this day. Of course, Aerosmith covered it in the 1970s, and it was certainly played on the jukeboxes back in 52. We're highlighting the year 1952 as it relates to King Records. This is part 6 in our multi-part series on King. And up next, we have another rhythm and blues legend, Eddie Cleanhead Vincent, who hadn't had a hit for a couple of years, but was still putting out top-notch material for King. Vincent scored most of his hits in the 1940s on Mercury, but here we find him recording a song written by Henry Glover and proving that Cleanhead could still shout the blues. Here's Eddie Cleanhead Vincent with Lonesome Train on the Juke in the Back.
Track. It's the train my gal left on this morning. cats that don't want to drink. Get your stuff at the kitchen sink. Knock the paint off the ceiling, break down the walls. Who's that stopping this shindig? Drinking juice like a French pig. Last call for alcohol. You can sleep in the kitchen, get your feet in the hall. Somebody's knocking, it ain't your ball. Everybody for themselves, it's the law. Came in, had a drink or two. Now he's happy as me or you. Last call for alcohol. Let's get together and have a ball. Richard's here, Caldonia's here, even old man Moe's. Who's that queer looking cat come in, tipping on his toes?
The always great Hot Lips Page singing that one, and he also wrote it. Last Call for Alcohol, the final release for King Records in 1952. And man, the year closed with quite a bang, thanks to Hot Lips Page. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you've enjoyed this week's Juke in the Back, featuring part 6 of our multi-part special on the King Record label out of Cincinnati. We shall return next week with part 7 and pick it up in 1953. Hope you'll be able to join me. Until then, remember, soul, it's a feeling. And you get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, right here on the Juke in the Back. Let's close out this week's show by beginning the year 1953 with a wallop. Jimmy Rushing is now on King Records. He had been with the Count Basie Orchestra since 1935. By 1950, he was out, recording with other groups and a plethora of labels. Here he is, early 1953, cutting a mambo-style song for King. Mr. 5x5, blues shouter extraordinaire, keeper of the Kansas City blues flame. Closing down this week's Juke in the Back with Jimmy Rushing and Where Were You? Have a wonderful week, everybody. I'll catch you on that flip side. Bye-bye.
Where were you when my baby said her last goodbye? Where were you when my baby said her last goodbye? Where were you when my baby said her last goodbye? Where were you when I sit down to cry?
Where were you? 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 Where were you?
Where were you? Where were you when my baby said her last goodbye? Where were you when I sat down to cry? Where were you when my baby said we were through? Where were you to tell my troubles to? Where were you when I walked the floor all night? Where were you when I cried till the broad daylight?
Where were you? Where were you? Where were you? Where were you? Where were you?
I cried till the broad daylight. Where were you when I needed just one friend? Where were you when I needed just one friend? Where were you? Where were you when I needed just one friend? Where were you when she said this is the end?
Where were you? 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 Where were you?
Well, we've run out of whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.